produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
For some time now, the scripture that's been with me and just coming to my thoughts and my heart often is honor. And most of us know the word from the beginning says that we should honor our father and our mothers, so that our days, that things will go well for us. And as we get older, and if we're fortunate enough to still have our parents and have a great relationship or a respectful relationship, because no one is perfect, not even our parents, another conversation, because we have all had different experiences. But when we look at honor, I think of respect and that just doesn't extend. When we look at the word, it doesn't just extend to our parents. In my heart, I know that that is the Lord's command. And it's not just a command, because we've all been in different spaces and places where there is honor given to a specific individual because of their status, maybe royalty, maybe because of financial status, or they've acquired much, and we will give them a type of honor. But in this respect, I think of honoring God and walking in His will and His way for our lives. And specifically, I have to look into myself and even some of my thoughts and my desires individually. I wonder if my thoughts, my choices are truly giving honor to what the Father wants for me. And now that my parents are no longer with me, that thought has been with me for some time, because when I just think of Psalms 121, it says, I look to the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. When I just think of those verses, just the beginning of that, it's letting me know that it starts with the Father. It's always started with the Father. But our time here, our parents, if we've been fortunate enough, again, or whomever, our guardians, our aunts, whomever has had care over us and we've had a respect and we've given them honor as best we knew how. It has all started with the word. And it is a teaching. It is something that has been instilled. And when we think about it now, when I think about it, I'm inviting you to my conversation, to my mind, my thoughts of honoring the Father. Am I really walking in what He wants for me? When I make certain decisions, do my decision honor where He wants me to be, where He's calling me to be? Or is it my desire to be in a particular place, a particular status? Are they coming from good place? Is it coming from, this is what the Lord wants for me? The word says our steps are ordered by the Lord, and He will delight in our way. And I believe that that comes with seeking and spending time with Him and really reverencing what it is that He wants for me. And there are things and there are times that I've wanted certain things and I wanted them. And now when I think back, were they the right things for me? And I pray now that I know better. I'm learning daily. I don't think we can all get it right. It's a new year. That's a calendar date. It's a new calendar date, if we can say that for a moment. But it does call us to think about what we're thinking about, where we want to be, the goals that we may have or we're striving to be in a place at a certain time. And I have to think now, is that where God wants me to be? Is He calling me to be, or is that something that I want because I've watched it or I've seen it and I want what someone else wants, or has someone had a mentoring effect on me that I may have wanted those things because someone said, oh, that's right for you. And when I think of honor, I'm thinking in this sense, Lord, what is it your will for me? What do you want for me? Because as we grow older and we should be maturing, and this is something that I always say, am I maturing enough to really look in the mirror at myself and say, Cynthia, does your choices line up with honoring the Father? And is this what He wants for you? Because my choices do affect those around me. And I can't say it enough, because I realize as I mature, and I want to use that word mature, not just in my age, but my mindset, my heart, my mind, am I giving honor to the Lord? Even in my where I am now emotionally, am I really reverencing what He wants for me? And I pray daily that I am. I pray that when I do look and I'm in prayer to the Father, that He's leading and guiding me. Because I can make the choices to say, I'm going to do this, that, and the other. But the Word says, the Lord orders my steps, our steps. And when I think about that, I want to know that my heart is right, that I'm honoring Him. Now that my parents are no longer here, And I know that that's just a part of it. That's the Lord setting the foundation. But when I look back, all reverencing, all honor belongs to Him because He is the Creator. I'm thankful for what my parents gave me. I'm thankful, and I pray that the meat of what they gave me will direct me for where God wants me to be as I move forward without them. And it's something to think about. It's not to be sad or unhappy about it, but it's, as some say, they make New Year's resolutions. I'm looking to make better assessments of honoring the Father so that when I do come to Him in prayer, that my heart's desires are for what He wants for me and where He wants me to be and who He wants me to be a part of their life, or just to make a deposit for where they're going. So when I think of honoring, I want to know that even in this conversation, that my thoughts and my mindset, Lord, I want what You want for me because You know what's best for me. And any time that I have listened and really found myself walking in His will and His way, my life has been thoroughly blessed. Not saying that it was easy, but that I realized that He had me avoid some things by me walking and asking Him, Lord, what shall I do about this? And really seeking Him, that He was really ordering my steps. And when we get to that place of saying, it's not a mentor, it's not my best friend, because they may have some things going on that they may not be able to advise us. But if we look to the Lord, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, we will find that He is truly looking and guiding and ordering our steps for what's best. And it's not selfish, because when we find that we're walking in His will and His way, others are blessed by it. Others are motivated by it. Others are watching and they're encouraged. And maybe sometimes they may not be, but that's okay. The honor that I want to give, I want it to be an honor that will go beyond a day, an hour, a chance meeting with someone that I may never meet again. I want to know that God is pleased with the steps that I take because He's ordering my steps and I'm allowing Him to order my steps. And even in saying this, I know the difference, because there were times where I made decisions that did not give honor to me, and it truly, probably, most likely did not bring honor to God. But I understand. And you know, if you listen to me before, you know I will always say, I pray that this makes sense or even gives you a pause to say, I've had those questions. I've wondered. Or I want to be sure that I'm honoring the Father. Because at the end of the day, what the Lord wants for me is what is going to matter the most. And you want to please people, But we cannot please everyone. There are loved ones, there are great friends that we will have in our lives. And some of our decisions, as we let the Lord guide us, will not always make sense to everyone. There are times we must get quiet, and we must really, as we say, take an analysis of our finances, our lives, whether we want to paint the room, whether we want to throw away, give away. We must also come to before the Lord and say, Lord, I want to know that what you want for me, what you have for me is best. And that I'm not coming from a place of selfishness. I had an encounter with family. And I think some of our best lessons come from our interactions with family. And whether we want to admit it or not, they're not always the best encounters. But it's a teaching tool, because we don't learn everything at the church. We learn it. We may have the study there. We may get the word. But it's where we live and where we grow and when we move in different spaces and places that we learn why it is that we were taught a specific word, or it may come back to our remembrance. And I find that's when we are interacting with family or friends. And the encounter that I had threw me for a loop. And it threw me into a place and space that I could have reacted in a way that could have started a fire, not just within me, but within those that were around me. But I had to seek the Father, because I said, why is this happening? Why now? How should I respond? And I'm thankful for the many teachers and speakers. But I'm thankful to God for those that he's put in my path to teach me for such a time as this. And it immediately, the interaction caused me to pause. Because it said, be angry, but sin not. And I paused and I stepped away. Because I recognized that my words have power. And do I want to show them me? Or do I want to first say, Lord, am I supposed to address this? Do I really want to address it? Because if my goal is to walk in peace and to have my peace and hold my peace as priceless, but there are times I know that we must speak to a situation, but we also must first know, is this giving honor? Is this a place to honor God? By my holding my peace and letting him, because I know the word says, you will hold your peace and the Lord your God will fight for you. He sees, he knows. Is this an opportunity for me to let the Lord speak, even in my actions, by not addressing the situation? Again, honor. Honoring my Father, honoring our Father, because he is the author. He is the creator. Whenever I've needed anything that my parents could not provide. And it's not always in the natural. It's not always material. I've had to seek the Lord. I've had to seek the Father to regain my peace and to hold that which he's given me. It's a peace I leave with you, not as the world gives, do I give unto you. So he's saying, regard that as sacred. So if I'm to honor him in the way that I act, in what I say and do, I can only do that with the Lord's help. I can only do that by remembering that he gets all the honor, all the glory, all the praise. Because if I can hold that which he gave me and reverence it. There's a lot of things that I can avoid having to regret later. And this is something that I'll continually have conversations about within myself. Because at the end of the day, our honor to the Father is first and foremost. And when we look at it that way, we may begin to stop having to please people. We will recognize, is this then the way that I should take? Is this the road that I should be on? And you'll find your peace returning to you when you're looking at the Father, when you're recognizing it's he is the breath of life. You don't need to follow what everyone thinks you should do. Are you giving honor to the Lord? Is it honoring him? If he's ordering our steps, is everyone going to be pleased with me, with you, with how you move, the choices that you make? Probably not. And again, we want to be at peace with everyone. And then sometimes we don't. Sometimes we're a rebel. Sometimes we just don't care. But at the end of the day, I want to know that I'm honoring the Lord, that I am at peace, and he and I, that our relationship is great. Not just, well, he'll forgive me. No, I want to be in right standing. I want to know that what he wants from me is what's best for not just me, but those who are divinely connected to me. I read something and it gave me, again, it brought me back to, am I honoring? Am I honoring the Lord? Am I truly honoring what he wants for me? Or am I looking to please everyone else? And you'll know, you'll be able to take your own temperature, your own spiritual temperature. When we start to seek, what does the Lord want for me? The word says, a person's steps are directed by the Lord. How then can anyone understand their own way? And I love that, because to me that's saying, if I don't have the Lord, if I'm not reverencing him in my life, in my daily life, where am I going? How can I even understand my way? So before I check my Facebook page and my TikTok and those, sometimes those are just, they're okay. I'm not knocking it. But there comes a time when I set aside those things and I look to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm going to need you in this. I can look this up through all kind of media outlets. I could call someone who I've referenced and I appreciate their opinion. But there are times where I need to just be in close prayer, quiet with you, so that you can direct me, so that I can put the noise away, and I can give you the honor that's due you. Because at the end of the day, I need to come back to you and say, when I look to the hills, when I look at the situation, when I need, who is the help? You, Father, are the help. You order my steps. I want what you want for me. Because man is limited. There is nothing too hard for you. There's nothing too hard for you, Father. So when I'm in distress, when I am in awe of all that's going on around me, and I need a moment, I need to be looking to you, Father. I need to go to the higher power. I may not be able to get a call into my bestie. I may not be able to get the answers that I need, because there's so much information out here and not all of it is good. I can trust and know that you are weighing the heart. It said man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. So I'm going to look to you, because I believe that you will take me right to the heart of the matter. You will give me, whether I like it or not, you're going to direct my paths. And I'm not saying it's going to be a cakewalk, but when I get to where I need to be, it is you that's going to make my way straight. So if I'm out of alignment, if you take your cart to a professional, why wouldn't you take your heart to the Lord who created you, who knows all about you, who even knows your beginning, knows your beginning. We don't even know who we are at times. We may feel this way 5 minutes from now, and an hour from now, we're just off. And I mean off in every way. But the Lord orders our steps. So sometimes what we're missing is that connection with the Father. I need to know what the Lord, I want what the Lord wants for me. I truly want what the Lord wants for me. Because it's like, even when we're with our parents or whomever has care over us, and we're with our favorite auntie or whomever, and they're just saying, oh, it's your day. I'm going to, whatever it is that you want, and I'm just going to lavish you with these things. I think the Father looks at us on the same way. Just the very air that we breathe is a blessing. And if we're not able to breathe on our own, if we're fortunate enough to be able to say, well, I need some extra help health-wise, that we're able to get that. And I thank God for even that. But sometimes the spiritual medicine is the best. And that's giving honor and coming back and saying, Lord, everything that I need, you know. Even when I don't understand it, you know. I honor you. The honor that I give you is the attention that I give you by honoring you and acknowledging that you have everything that I need and that you'll send me to the right people. You'll direct my path. Whether it's for my business, whether it's just having a quiet moment and finding internal peace within myself to know that I sought you, that I sought the maker, the creator. He knows what's best for me. So when we give honor to people, think about whom we should be giving the full honor to. No one can stand in that place. All honor belongs to God, first and foremost. I pray that this makes sense, because sometimes the things that we're giving honor to may not satisfy us in the way that we think. And when we look to the Lord, when we go to Him in prayer, when we sit quietly and assess, I needed the Lord in my life. I needed the Lord to direct my path. I need the true and living King. I need that in my life. So when we're looking to people, take the pressure off, folks, because that honor belongs to God. And if He does direct you back to that person, then be thankful, but be giving the honor. We're giving the honor to the Lord first to direct us to the right people to talk to, the right people to be in business with, the right people to be in relationship with. Father God, I pray that I am giving honor to you now as I look to you, Father God, to order my steps, even in this day that you've allowed me to see. What do you want for our day? Let your will be done in our lives in every way. You know what we need of. There's nothing too hard for you. And if it's the right people, open up our eyes to see that in this walk. Open up our eyes to see it so that we know that we are giving honor to you first and foremost. I thank you for my parents. I thank you for their lives. And now that they're no longer here, I thank you for what they taught me, good, bad, or indifferent. I ask you to direct my steps so that I make the right decisions that will give honor to you. And it will be a blessing to others. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.